Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. You know, let me just continue on that note here this morning. You know, I was in a conference back in 2011. And in 2011, there was a prophetic word that was given. And there were ministers that were there. And I remember on that one particular day, I remember going there. And they had there was a report, the weather report. And on the weather report, they could see, and then they showed us that there were lightnings starting from the west, starting from Perth, WA, and it was just moving all its way from west to the east. All right, and so, and the prophetic word was that, you know that verse that says, you know, I saw Satan fall down like lightning. Auntie Ong's favorite verse. Trample, the scorpion, right, and the serpent. Amen. Amen. If you want some resurrection life, you know where to find some, right? You know where to find some impartation. I love Auntie Ong's passion for the Lord, don't you? It's contagious. But they could see the light, it's falling down on lightning. And I believe that the prophetic word was that God was doing right something from the WA states all the way moving to the eastern states. And again, I think like Adrian says, and I'm going to reiterate that we're not saying there's anything special about us. We're not more special. We're not more numerous than other states. We're not greater in any respect, okay? Not that we're more spiritual or that we deserve anything, but I do believe that God is doing something from this side that's going to move across to the east. Do you believe that? You know, I mean, as you can see, God's blessing, God's protection, we're able to meet, we've been able to do so many things that some of the eastern states not been able to do until more than recent times. And so God is really starting something here and really going from here to the rest. And so we believe that God is moving, amen? God is, we're seeing the Satan fall like lightning every We're going to let everything that is of Satan be dethroned this morning in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. This is a resurrection power in the name of Jesus. He has given us authority in Jesus' mighty name. And everybody said, amen. So everybody, we are marching on. We're engaging together this afternoon. Amen. I was telling to the prayer meeting group last night that it wasn't because I requested that we pray for the pastors and we pray for the worship team and we pray for the ushers and we pray for those who are sharing and we pray for Adrian for emceeing and all of that. And I realized, I said, you know, it's not as if there's a group of performers and everyone else is just attending. You're not attending today. And you say amen? You're participating today. All right, and we talk about the body of Christ, and it's important to realize that when we stand there together, all right, the worship team, yeah, we have a part to play. Yeah, the pastors, they got a role to play. But every living stone has a part to play in hosting the glory of the Lord. Amen? You're wearing yellow this morning, and I wasn't planning to say this, but really I could, wow, cheer, like the yellow is yellow, all right? It's hard to miss you, okay? If you want to be seen, you make sure you want to wear that shirt. And it made me think, it's like, wow, surely the glory of the Lord is in the house. But as we go there, every single one of us, with the glory of the Lord, together, all right, hosting the presence, the glory of the Lord, let Christ be revealed in our city today, in our midst, in our songs, in our sharing, in our testimonies, in the prayers and everything, let the glory of the Lord be revealed. Can you say amen? Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 Thank you, Lord. Are you ready? Thank you, Lord. Amen. Resurrection Sunday. I got a very simple message to you this morning. Say with me, much more. Much more. Much more. Much more. Much more his life. Much more his life. We're going to look at this morning. I'm going to read a passage of scripture. I'm going to turn to I'm going to turn to Romans chapter 5. We're going to read the whole chapter, and I'm just going to share a couple of thoughts with you here on this Resurrection Sunday. Romans chapter 5. Are you there? The whole chapter. We're going to read the whole chapter as we start. Lord, as we read your word and as we share and as we receive this morning, I ask that it would not be in just the wisdom of man in utterance and speech, but in the power and demonstration of your Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, what we're going to do is, as we always do, we're going to alternate the verses. You're going to start and I'm going to go next. How is that? Let's go. Now, 1, 2, 3. If you got your Bible, or I think our friend Isaac there is going to help us put it on the screen. How fast can you get it on there? Good. Fantastic. All right, verse 1, chapter 5. Romans 8 is good too about his life, but yeah, chapter 5. Ready? 1, 2, and 3. Therefore, having been just... through whom also we have access by faith into this grace, pay attention to that word, in which we stand and rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. And perseverance, character, and character, hope. Hope. We have hope. Amen? Verse 6. For when we were still without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. But God demonstrates his own love towards us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Verse 10, for if when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God through the death of his Son, much more having been reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. Therefore, just as through one man sin entered the world and death through sin, and thus death spread to all men because all sinned, nevertheless, death reigned from Adam to Moses, even over those who had not sinned according to the likeness of the transgression of Adam, who is a type of him who was to come. And by the way, I want you to pick up all the much more, the words that says much more. Pay attention, right? There's been a few already. Verse 16, and the gift is not like that which came through the one who sinned, for the judgment which came from one offense resulted in condemnation. But the free gift which came from many offenses resulted in justification. Therefore, as through one man's offense, judgment came to all men, resulting in condemnation, even so one man's righteous act, the free gift, came to all men, resulting in justification of life. Moreover, the law entered that the offense might abound, but where sin abounded, grace abounded much more. So Amen. The Lord bless the reading of His word. In this season right now, beginning the 15th of April, begins the Feast of Passover, the biblical feast, the Feast of Passover. And I think you just get that picture, please. It's just that whole season here, all right? The whole season is called the season of Passover. Now, when we talk about the story of Passover, the story that we think of immediately is what happened in Egypt. Do you agree with me? In Egypt, they were enslaved and in bondage, and God delivered them out, okay? And in that final plague, as God was going to strike the firstborn of the land, they were required to take the blood of the lamb and to put it on the doorposts and on the lintel of the house. Is that right? And as the spirit of death came and saw the blood, the spirit of death would, the angel of death would, Passover. And so we have what we call, this is the Passover. And we understand and we know in Jesus fulfilling this, that He is our Passover. Can everybody say amen? Amen? But in that feast of Passover, there's more than just that. Now, when you think of that, you think of sacrifice. Everybody say sacrifice. Speaks of death. Is that right? Right? But there's much more than just that. If we were to stop here with the blood over the lintel, that's one aspect, okay? But say we mean much more. As we go into the next one here, I want to show you something really quickly here. I'm not going to spend too much time, but I just wanted you to see the picture here. And the whole idea is to bring us to the third one, okay? So we have the Feast of Passover, as we've looked at, the Feast of Unleavened Bread. They were to eat bread that's unleavened for 7 days. And so the first one here is the Feast of Passover speaks of Jesus on the cross, amen? Number two, the Feast of Unleavened Bread speaks of Jesus, His body, that's pure, that no sin, that was undefiled, that saw no corruption. And the last one is this. The day after the Sabbath. What day comes after the Sabbath? Help me, please. Sunday, first day of the week. They were to bring forth, so everybody say with me, the sheaf of first fruits. The first best. All right? The first best. And they were to bring it, okay, to the Lord. Why is that significant? Because we don't stop at Passover with the death of the lamb. It leads us to the sheaf of first fruit. What does that mean? From death to life. Everybody say life. The sheaf of first fruit speaks of the firstborn from the dead. Jesus, who is the first to rise from the dead and to conquer sin and death eternally, right? And He's the firstborn among many brethren. And now He's bringing us to His same, to the same life. Amen? So this is what I want to show you with that picture there really quickly. Everybody say with me, much more. We're not just talking about the death. We're talking about His life now. I think Adrian talked about this a little bit, though he said Friday, but we find out in heaven whether it was Friday or not, because that's a miracle. From Friday to Sunday, it's hard to get 3 days and three nights. But traditionally, it is spoken of Good Friday. But here, I want to talk about much more. Say much more one more time. Much more. Number one, I want to talk about His life. Say much more His life. Okay, read with me. I think it's on the screen anyway. So in Romans chapter 5, verse 9 to 10, let's look at that verse really quickly. Are you ready? 1, 2, 3, let's read it. Much more, having been justified by His blood, we shall be saved from wrath through Him. For if we were enemies, we were reconciled to God through the death of His Son. Much more, having been reconciled, we shall be saved by His life. I want to emphasize it here this morning, is the fact that He's saying, if we were enemies and His blood brought reconciliation, Jesus on our Passover shed His blood to bring forth reconciliation. He made atonement. In other words, He shed His blood to satisfy the wrath of God on sin, the anger of God on sin, the judgment of God on sin. Jesus, as the Passover lamb, shed His blood to to take our place, to satisfy that so that when we stand before God, there is peace, there's reconciliation, there is forgiveness, there is communion, there is entrance into the presence of the Lord. So we thank God for the blood. Say, thank God for the blood. He's given us entrance. He's given us forgiveness. Can you say amen? But it doesn't stop there. Say with me, much more. It says, much more having been reconciled. So you've been reconciled by the blood, but much more shall we be saved by His life. There is something about His life. There is something about the resurrection of Jesus, the power of that life. Can you say amen? 1 Corinthians 15, verse 12 to 21. Let me read a few verses here. It says, now, if Christ is preached that He has been raised from the dead, how do some among you say that there is no resurrection of the dead? But if there's no resurrection of the dead, then Christ is not risen. And if Christ is not risen, then our preaching is empty. All that we're saying, all that we're doing, all that we're singing, it comes to nothing. And your faith is also empty. It's empty faith. Yes, and when we are found for witnesses of God, because we have testified of God that He raised up Christ, whom He did not raise up, if in fact the dead do not rise. That's if the dead do not rise. Say if. If the dead do not rise. For if the dead do not rise. Say if. If the dead do not rise. It's not a real statement. It's just saying if the dead do not rise, then Christ is not risen. But that's if. And if Christ is not risen, your faith is futile. You are still in your sins. Then also those who have fallen asleep in Christ have perished. If in this life we hope in Christ, we are all men the most pitiable. Right? In other words, he's saying if Christ didn't rise, how sad. How sad it is. Your faith is futile. Your faith is empty. However, well, let's keep reading in verse 20. But now, Christ is risen from the dead. He's not saying maybe. He's not mostly a belief. This is a bold statement. But now, Christ is risen. Say, Christ is risen. Christ is risen from the dead and has become the first fruit to those who have fallen asleep. Remember the sheaf of first fruit. He's the firstborn. He's the first best. He is the first fruit to those who have fallen asleep. Those who have died, in other words. For since by man came death, by man also came the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ all shall be made alive. He is alive. If we were just to talk about His death and not talk about His resurrection, it is futile. Our faith is empty. But it is the fact that as we celebrate, as we remember, as we declare that Jesus is risen, how important it says, you've been reconciled by His blood, but how much more shall you be saved by His life? You see, it says this, if Christ didn't rise, you would still be in your sins. And the fact that Jesus rose means that He conquered sin and conquered death, conquered the grave, and gave us victory. Can you say amen? Amen. Amen. Jesus not only died to forgive our sins, but He rose to give us His victory. Can you say amen? So I want to declare this morning that there is victory. There is much more. You know, sometimes you may be here. Whether you've received Christ or you have not received, whether you're still looking, whether you still haven't had the encounter yet, you're looking at life and you look at life and we go to God, we know we need forgiveness, we come to Jesus and say, Jesus, forgive me. And we go into this cycle of always living a life of failure or a life of defeat. And all we know is the forgiveness of the blood. But I'm not saying this is wrong, and I'm not saying this is less important. What I'm saying is there's much more than finding forgiveness in Christ. He wants to give us His life. And you say amen. His life is a life of victory. His life is victory over sin and death. Say much more. Maybe there's some of us here. We've lived life and we've become most satisfied with what we have. There's much more. There's much more in His life. I believe God wants to download to us, all of us, including myself, the revelation of His life. There is much more than that. Maybe we think we've exhausted God. There's much more than that. Maybe you look at your marriage and the marriage is not going. There's much more than that. There is a way. There's victory. Maybe you look at our personal life and we are bound to certain sin, or maybe you're addicted to certain things that you can't break out. Maybe there's something that is oppressing us. Maybe some of you might be in depression, but there is much more. Can you say amen? Much more. So I want to say, don't stay for the minimum. Don't just look for a little bit of forgiveness in there. God wants to give us His very life. Don't go for any less. Can you say amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Much more. His life is an indestructible life. His life is incorruptible. His life, amen. Jesus, where is Jesus now? Jesus is in heaven and He's making intercession. He's praying for you and for me. So on this Resurrection Sunday, let us remember that not just His blood, but His life, much more His life, we shall be saved, we shall be delivered. Does anyone need deliverance this morning? His life, receive His life. Can you say amen? Point number two, much more His grace. I'm going to read a few verses that talks about much more His grace. In verse chapter 5, verse 15, it says, "But the free gift is not like the offense, for if by one man's offense many died, much more the grace of God and the grace and the gift by the grace of the one man, Jesus Christ, abounded to many." Say, much more the grace of God. The gift by the grace of the one man, Jesus Christ. Verse 17, "For if by one man's offense death reigned through the one, much more," say much more, "much more those who receive abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness will reign through the one, Jesus Christ." Chapter 5, verse 20, "Moreover, the law entered that the offense might abound, but where sin abounded, grace abounded much more." In other words, it doesn't say sin more and you get more grace. It's saying where there's an abundance of sin, the grace of God is far, far greater than any sin. So if there's any sin or any weakness or any disappointment this morning, the grace of God is far greater, far bigger than what we are facing. You're facing a mountain this morning? God is far bigger than that. His grace is much greater, far greater than that. God is greater than, far greater than sin, far greater than death, far greater than any defeat. Can you say amen? We're on a note of victory this morning. Resurrection Sunday is His victory. Amen? Say, much more His grace. Much more His grace. And I want to bring you back to 17. I don't want to say this. "For if by one man's offense death reigned through the one, much more those who receive abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness," what is the outcome of that grace? "He will reign in life through the one, Jesus Christ." Jesus Christ has brought us forgiveness. He has given us victory. He has given us His life. He has given us His grace, and that grace is so that we will reign with Him. And reign in what way? When we sin, what reign? Death reign. Is that right? Sin reigns. All right? Maybe you've experienced it. I've experienced it. You want to overcome sin, but the sin is ruling our lives. You can remember many, many times when we were in bondage to sin, all right? We served sin. We were slaves to sin. That's the Adamic nature. That's the nature that we're all born with. However, God gives us much more. His grace. Now, sin came into the world, death reigned. But Christ came into the world, now grace reigns. His righteousness reigns. Can you say amen? God wants us this morning to rise above, all right, sin, sickness, and diseases and death, and to reign over the power of sin. Amen? So whatever struggle you have, whatever things we may be facing in life, God is far greater. He has given us this abundance of life. Amen? So remember, on Resurrection Sunday, we're not just talking about the blood, not just the Passover lamb, and I'm not trying to make it less than what it is, but I'm talking about how much more His resurrection. Hallelujah. Finally, let me go close with Romans chapter 5, verse 20. Read it together with me. Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God. Next, chapter 5, verse 1 to 2, the last slide, yeah? One more time. 1, 2, 3. Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom also we have access by faith into this grace in which we stand and rejoice and hope of the glory of God. We are justified by faith and we have access to this grace. Say with me, His life. His grace. How do we access it? By faith. Say with me, by faith. Where is our faith this morning? I know the answer is Jesus, but is it really Jesus? Acts 100 and I think it was 117. We were not Acts, sorry. Acts 117. Psalms 117. I'm just going to turn there. You don't have to turn there. But I'm just going to read that, just a couple of verses here. In verse 8, he says, "It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in men. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in princes." Where is our confidence this morning? Where is our trust? Are we trusting men? Where are we looking? Is our faith in God? I want to invite you this morning to receive the Lord Jesus Christ, who has given us His life and His grace. Jesus came to give us life and life abundantly. We want to experience this life. Maybe we're a long-time Christian as well, but we still see there's a lack of His life, there's a lack of His character, there's a lack of His nature, there's lack of His victory, there's a lack of joy. Something is still missing. And sometimes we feel that way. All right? Say much more. And I know the first thing we do is we run to God for forgiveness. But today, may God give us the revelation that there is much more His life. May the Lord release that to us this morning. That if you have not put your trust in Jesus to receive this life that is able to turn us around, that is able to change bad habits, change those, turn around those things that needs to be turned around. How many of you are here can put up your hand and say, there are things in my life that I know needs to be turned around. There's some things in my life I need to break out from. There are certain cycles I'm still following and we love God maybe, and we say, Lord, forgive me. But today, this morning, we want to say much more His life. Why don't you receive this life rather than being enslaved to the world? All right, young people, young children, remember, right? Don't be enslaved by the things of the world. The world is trying to captivate our minds, our hearts, our attention, our strength, and we're serving that and we're giving our everything. But remember, the most important things is receive this life. Receive this grace. And how are we going to receive it? Receive it by faith. Is our faith in the one who brings righteousness, who gives us power to rule over sin? Can I get you to rise to our feet? Yeah. And I want to invite you into this prayer. Jesus is alive. Jesus is the only way. Jesus is the only truth. Jesus is the only life. And if you want that life, we have to receive Jesus in our lives. It is not good enough to know about Christianity. It is not good enough if we read the Bible a little bit here and there. It's not good enough if we attend church meetings. It is not good enough if we're born or raised in a Christian family. All of us here needs Jesus Christ. We need His life. So we can say, it is no longer I who lives, but Christ who lives within me. The life that I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave Himself for me. Say, the life that I now live. The life that I live now is His life. Much more His life. Victory over sin. Power over sin. We reign in this life till eternity through Christ Jesus. And you say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Let's pray this prayer. Lord, Lord Jesus, you are the only hope. You are the living hope. I am in need to be a partaker more and more of your divine nature, of your divine life that pertains to godliness, your character, your goodness, your nature. I receive it. I believe by faith that by the power of the Holy Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead is working in me today. I receive it. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your blood. Thank you for your death. Thank you for your burial. Thank you that you defeated sin by rising from the dead to give us much more, much more, much more in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Give Him praise. Let's give Him praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I want to pray this one more prayer. And maybe our minds this morning, maybe you're going through certain things and maybe you're expecting something or maybe you're hoping for something. You're looking for an opportunity or something, God, to do something in your life. All right? But the mind is very small to see what God can do. Do you ever feel that way? I don't know. I feel that way. Do you ever feel that way? The mind is limited. It's hard to see, hard to fathom what God can do. If God can come in the flesh, defeat death, and rise from the dead to give us much more, God is able to do exceedingly abundantly more than we can think or even ask. God, I ask the Spirit of wisdom and revelation for every single one of us this morning to know you as the God of the much more, the God who can do exceedingly more than we can even think, more than we can even imagine, more than we can ask. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Let our minds be open. Let our hearts be open in Jesus' mighty name. Let the limitations be broken off this morning. Let there be such a liberty in the Spirit in Jesus' name. Let there be such a breakthrough in our lives this morning in Jesus' name. Our lives will never be the same. Lord, help us to know your life, your resurrection life in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. This morning I declare resurrection life. Resurrection life, resurrection life, the life of Jesus, much more, much more, much more, much more, much more, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, hallelujah, much more for our lives, much more for our family, much more for this church, much more for this city of Perth, much more for the state of WA, much more for this country, Australia. Much more, God. Much more. Much more. Much more. Much more. Your life. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Just want to say, Lord, thank you for your life. Thank you for your life. It didn't stop at the cross. It didn't stop with your death. But the resurrection completes the whole works. And now our faith rests in the fact that you not only died, but you rose. And because you rose, our faith is full, amen. Not empty. Amen? Hallelujah. Let faith arise from this place this morning. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' name. For anyone that is heavy in heart this morning, let the joy of the Lord fill your heart right now in Jesus' name. Let that the spirit of heaviness just lift up right now in Jesus' name. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Just take a deep breath right now and say, Holy Spirit, fill me, Lord. Let that heaviness lift right now. Glory to you.